Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nappy with the game winner, and thank God, Ike. I was exhausted at the end of that game. I watched a lot of Phillies on my vacation and then this weekend.
Yeah, well, you picked a good series. Well, that Yankees series.
No. Yeah, kind of out on that series.
We got one of them, though. We got one game. And Dan took three out of four.
Yep. Yeah, since the coming home on June 8th, they were 13-9, and that was that really tough stretch that we talked about. They're 45-37 right now.
Yeah.
Second wild card. Yesterday, I thought it was a great move. Kapler took Arrieta out after just five innings, pinch hit for him. He only had 71 pitches. Defense isn't helping him again. But it wasn't a no-brainer because the bullpen had really been taxed. So meanwhile, now he takes him out. They ended up getting three runs, which tied the game. It took him 13 to win the game. But the bullpen, 15 innings between Saturday and Sunday, one run in 15 innings on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Great job.
Believe me, they gave up enough of them Friday.
They did. Yeah, they did. Yeah. But you know what? That's fine. Like that one game.
I thought that was a Redskins-Eagles score. 17-7.
That was another quick exit for me.
Right?
First couple in, I'm like, all right.
Well, it was 10-0 before I could even,
really get home from work.
Bryce Harper hit the home run at 7-0, and it was like 10-0. I'm like, all right, I don't need to watch the rest of this. I was watching the big three.
We'll get back to it in a second. Vince Velasquez had what I see some people are saying one of the best baseball plays ever.
Yeah.
He takes a line drive off his forearm. He thinks his arm's broken, his throwing arm. And he throws a seed left-handed to first to get the out.
Yeah, when you seen it live, you almost didn't know what just happened.
No, I didn't.
And I'm like, when they start replaying, I'm like, okay.
Hold on, did he throw that left-handed?
Yeah, he threw that left-handed with no problem.
I guess he's ambidextrous.
I mean, and fired it over there. He's amphibian.
Yeah, exactly. He's one of
Chris Rubber's finest moments as a
amphibious
color analyst there.
He's amphibious.
He called Ben Simmons amphibian. He called him an amphibian.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, but he threw that thing over there, man.
Crazy.
I was like, did he throw that with his left hand?
He did.
I mean, I throw with my right, and I'm left-handed. If I throw with my right hand, I look like a girl.
I look like
no,
a girl.
No offense to females out there, but that's...
He threw a fastball.
Right? I look like Ben throwing a... I'm sorry, Ben. But I look like, just non-athletic.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben. Not athletic.
Remember we had Ben out there throwing the ball? Well, everybody saw Ben do a cartwheel, so we know that the whole non-athletic
thing. Yeah, pretty much it's game over after that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the end of that.
That was funny.
We saw him do the cartwheel.
By the way, I have an in-show injury update.
Uh-oh.
I injured myself on a Sun Chip in my mouth. Harvest Cheddar Sun Chip.
Yeah.
It got...
Got a hard one?
Well, no, it got like it was pointing up. And when I bit down, I bit right into it.
Until it got the top of the roof of the mouth.
I'm bleeding.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. There you go. All right.
Carry on.
Back to the phones. Brian.
We're not letting you out of here. You just got back to work.
Yeah, no, I got to put in some time. Brian at Boothman. Hi, B. Yo.
Hi, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Brian?
How are you, Brian?
I love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, brother.
I got a couple quick things. Number one, he did a Kawhi Leonard deal in a half a second, automatic.
Mm-hmm.
We keep Zaire Smith. They can have Markel Fultz. He gave us zero last year anyway. We're starting over with a new deck. We got Kawhi Leonard. We're in a much better place.
Yeah.
Number two, I want to touch on real quick. Nobody's talking about the Phillies. Mike Moustakas, look him up. I've been reading all this stuff about possible trades for Machado. They want way too much for him. You'll fall in love with Moustakas. He's the next coming of an old country boy who hits like Ryan Howard. 500-foot homers. Love him.
Moustakas.
Yeah, I wonder what it would cost to get him, but I know I saw the same stories that you did where the Royals, they're scouting the Phillies minor league system. I got to let you go, man. I'm sorry, Brian. You have terrible feedback there. They're sniffing around at third baseman.
Yeah, you know, this came out, I think, early last week or late the week before, and Joe and I talked about this, Joe Giglio and I.
The Beltre rumor came out as well.
Yep. The Beltre thing came out first, and then it was like somebody had a was it John Heyman who had that report that the Phillies and the Dodgers were in hot pursuit of Manny Machado.
Yep.
Right? Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, okay, if I tried to put together a little Major League Ready package for him, you know, starting with Michael Franco, Cesar Hernandez. You can have
one of the outfielders.
Yeah, you can have either Nick Williams or Aaron Altair, whichever one you want.
Aaron Altair, they can take.
Yeah. Right, you can have him. I won't fight you over Nick Williams, though, but if you want him. You start with those three and then don't give them one of your top level minor league prospects, but a B level prospect. No, you go C level?
No, and that might not get it done.
I think it might not for half a year.
Well, maybe you go top five. Well, I agree.
Yeah,
but they're saying to you, well, no, then you get nothing.
Okay, then. Well, right? then I'll wait.
Let me tell you something. Nick Williams is a nice player.
Yeah,
Nick Williams is a pretty nice player now.
Yeah,
he's throwing
right out there in right field.
Top five. Like, you're not giving up six though,
right?
But maybe your fifth best prospect.
Okay.
You give him that guy.
Okay.
So he's kind of an A-minus prospect.
Yeah.
Hey,
okay.
Yeah. You can have him.
Okay. Because, listen, Baltimore's not getting anything at the end of the season, right?
No.
If they don't trade him.
No. No, they would get, depending on who signs him, they get a draft pick as compensation.
Draft pick, yeah. So you may as well get a couple players while you can.
Be very interesting to see. Because if you're the Phillies, you can't give up. And I said on Twitter that if a couple weeks ago that if they could ensure that they're getting a contract extension, which isn't going to happen, mm-hmm. that I'd give up a lot to get him just because you know that he's here. But these guys are going to wait for free agency because
they're
going to
get that money.
Yeah, they're going to, unless you're going to give him a half a billion now,
right?
They're waiting for free agency.
But I would do it because I think he gives you the boost you need to solidify not only a wild card spot. The Phillies still got a chance to win the East.
Like,
I mean, they still can win the East.
Depending on what happens with Pivetta and the way Eflin's pitching right now, they got enough starting pitching to where they can win more than a playoff series.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not afraid to say it.
So I'm willing to do it if I'm giving up Michael, who I already want to get rid of.
Yeah.
You move Cesar, right. So it allows Kingery to go to second base.
Right.
Play in his natural spot, and you got too many outfielders as it is, so you may as well give up one of them.
Yeah, you give up one of them.
May as well give up one of them.
I agree.
No?
Ed in Southwest Philly. Ed, what's the thing you can't get into?
You know what? It's that daggone Fortnite. Like, I wish people go ahead with that.
Oh, that's a great one.
Ed, boy, we must be like every parent in the country right now, Ed, with this damn Fortnite.
I saw some news over the weekend that there was supposed to be some new thing that came out and it wasn't ready, and people were upset. I didn't really understand what they were talking about, but it's a great one, Ed. I got you.
Fortnite.
I got you down.
Fortnite. Yeah. I want to talk about the Sixers, fellas.
Yeah.
Now, hear me out and where I'm going with this.
All right.
Now, in not this year, but next year, we got to sign Ben. And if we sign Ben, and we'll probably have to sign Dario. If you make this trade for Kawhi Leonard, you're going to probably really be capped out. So you won't be able to get a free agent. So you're going to have to trade to get a missing piece that we're missing. But if we make this trade, we won't have any legitimate pieces to trade. We're going all in. Like, that's just a lot to do with what we did last year with folks. This is an awful lot to do when we don't have a ton more assets to give.
Well, see, here's the other thing. Here's the alternative, Ed. It's, and you're right. It's a little bit of a risk. Yeah, you know,
it's a lot of risk.
Well, it's a little bit of a risk. I commit.
Only because you don't have those assets anymore. Like, suppose suppose Clay shakes out, or Bradley Beal, or a Lillard shakes out. We won't have pieces to go get that. We really maybe put our team over the top if we're giving everything to San Antonio. If we're giving up two or three first-round picks plus Dario plus Covington, like if you do that and Kawhi leaves, the only way we can make this team better is by trade because we'll be capped out, probably.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna, Ed, if you sign, and I appreciate the comment, if you sign Dario to a new contract because Ben's gonna get his max money, then you're signing Dario. How much is Dario gonna get? The Sixers may be looking at Dario and saying we can't afford to give him the money he's gonna get. You can't pay everybody.
I think they know it.
Right?
And if you do, now you've locked yourself in to these guys. Here's what I believe the Sixers know. While they have four nice young pieces, right? Mm-hmm. Dario, Ben, Markel, and JoJo. They feel like they got four nice pieces. I don't believe they believe it's the four pieces that's going to lead you to a title anytime soon. So when you're looking at the Sixers, you got to realize they're operating without a general manager right now. You get another general manager in here, if they decide to bring in a general manager, who knows if he's going to want Brett Brown as his head coach. So Brett Brown is almost in a position where he has to keep pace with the Boston Celtics. Because guess what? People were talking about firing him after winning 52 games and winning the first round this year.
Yeah.
We heard the reports that Brian Colangelo would have and Jerry Colangelo would have rather hired Mike D'Antoni had he not gone to Houston.
Yep.
So we don't know how long Brett Brown is here. And the only way Brett Brown can solidify his standing here as a coach, he's going to have to progress and win. Did the Toronto Raptors just fire the head coach who won Coach of the Year and was the number one seed in the East? Did they not just fire him?
You know why? Because they couldn't get over the hump.
Yes.
So at some point, Brett Brown can't lose after a series.
And he knows this. He knows this.
He can't win 48 games this year and lose in the first round.
He knows postseason is the only thing that gives him job security. He has to win in the postseason.
You're right. You are right.
He's going to have to win.
Len in Swedesboro. Lenny.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo.
What's up, Len?
What's up, man? I want to talk about, I would definitely do the deal. Dario, Covington, and our next three first-round picks and whatever other pick we got to throw in there, I would definitely do that. But for me, I want to talk about the process. Like, for me, the process was, look, we were tired of getting the AC in the playoffs, picking 16th or 15th. That wasn't going to get us anywhere. So we cleared everything out because we needed transcendent players. We have three number one picks on our basketball team. I consider Embiid the number one pick.
Yeah.
He would have been number one had he not gotten hurt. Mm-hmm. So to me, the most important thing for me, I wanted to get LeBron, but whatever. Ben Simmons getting a jump shot, Embiid getting in shape, and Fultz growing up. Because you have guys that you drafted number one. Those are the guys that are supposed to be our cornerstone for our teams. It'd be great to get these other superstars, but these guys are expected to become superstars, so I'd like to see more pressure on them. Like, I think Fultz should be playing the summer league, but okay, he's got to find his jump shot. But for me, Ben getting a J is my most important thing that I have about the Sixers team. And I'm a little ticked that he's not working with Drew Hanlon because he has no concept of a jump shot. At least Fultz knew what a jump shot was at one time.
Yeah, Ben's never shown that he has one. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're right. Len, it's a great point, and it's even more of the reason, Ike, that I say that you almost have to go out and get Kawhi because Ben hasn't shown that he can be a consistent enough scorer without – doing right. what he was doing last year. At some point, he's going to have to take jump shots.
We're looking at right now, Len and John, and we love him. I best player on the team, without a doubt, and Joel Embiid. But that's your go-to guy late in the game. That's your go-to guy right now. That's the only guy that can create his own shot that's a reliable shot, you know, that can hit the ball, hit shots from the outside, pull-up shots, get to the rim, that type of thing. And we know that he struggled trying to close out games this postseason.
Right.
He struggled when they dropped that double team down on him. He didn't know what to do. Yep. Turn the ball over.
Exactly.
Right. The whole team struggled to score at periods in the fourth quarter. You're right.
Yeah. And that's why getting Kawhi for even 1 year, man, they would see, okay, this is what it takes to be an elite player in the game. And he'll probably end up going to the Lakers, but at least that 1 year,
maybe,
they say, okay.
Yeah, but Len, here's the other thing. It's not just an offensive player. This guy is a two-time defensive player.
Yeah, exactly.
He shows them what they need to do.
Yes, yeah, he'd be the perfect fit. But
all right, Len, what can't you get into?
Anything Kardashian.
Oh, damn.
Len might have it.
We got Ben out there now.
Hold on. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Ben done rented a summer home.
Right, exactly.
I may have been wrong. This thing may last past training camp.
All right, Len. Oh, there's love in the air.
Is it love? Oh, all I need to see now is a tattoo.
No. No, but see, here's the thing. Summer love is different than real love, right?
But here's the
thing. It's only July.
But here's why I'm
October,
worried.
October, we'll see.
Yeah, and here's why I'm worried. Because if they spend the whole summer together, unless they somehow fall out, right? They get bored with each other or start getting irritated with each other. I mean, if you're Kendall Jenner, when the NBA season starts, that's when you want to be on Ben's hip, right?
Oh, that's where you get the most attention.
He's going to be an all-star this year.
Well, they're going to have primetime games.
That's what I'm saying. That's so when the season starts, Kendall is going to, she's going to ramp it up a little bit. You know, she's going to want to be at the games courtside. Now, we may get lucky and she just may not like the East Coast in Philadelphia, right? So she won't be out here as much.
A little bit. Young love, isn't it so sweet?
I don't know. Like, how much was Chloe in Cleveland? How often did she stay in Cleveland?
Not much. Right?
Right?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.